In the book of Mark, we're all very familiar with the passage that's the parable of the sower. And of course, in the parable of the sower, he's teaching, he says, listen, there's a sower who went out to sow. And then he talks about how you have the different kinds of soil that the seed fell on. And depending upon the type of soil the seed fell on, there was varying degrees of success or lack thereof as far as productivity of the seed growing and producing any kind of a life at all. And so when it finished, it says when he was alone, those who were around him with the 12 asked him about the parable. And so then he goes on to explain the parable. And of course, we know that the parable is talking about the seed is the word, and the soil is the condition, the state of the hearts of those who receive the word. And so if the heart is not properly prepared, if the heart is not ready to receive, it's up to the heart to determine what happens to that seed, because the seed is constant. The seed doesn't change. You get the seed. You get the word of God. The seed is pure. It's not corrupt. The seed is always pure, is always constant, is always good. It's going to get results. The variation is in the individual. It's in their hearts to determine what kind of produce or lack thereof results from that seed planted in the soil. So that's what he's talking about with the parable of the sower. What I want to focus on is one thing that he says as he's explaining this to the disciples. So those who are around him and the 12 ask the question and ask them what the parable means. And this is how his explanation goes. In verse number 13 of Mark chapter 4, it says, "And he said to them, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all of the parables?" And then the very next thing that he says is, "The sower sows the word." I want to focus just on that verse today. The sower sows the word. Then he goes on from there and he explains everything that we just talked about on how the seed is the word and the soil is the condition of the heart of that person who's receiving the word. But I want to focus on that one verse, verse number 14. The sower sows the word. Now we know the word comes from God because the word is God. This word which we're reading, as I'm reading to you from Mark, this is the word. As we read the word, every time I read the word, I'm planting seed because the word is seed. I'm planting seed inside myself. I'm planting that seed inside of me so I can grow a harvest, so I can get the results of the word and the promises that are in the word and the strength and the deliverance. And I can be and do and accomplish those things that God has created for me to do. Same thing is true for you. But we know that the sower sows the word. The word comes from God because the word is God. So we know that. But it's the sower who sows the word. Now, a lot of times we look at this and we say that, well, God is the sower. Well, the word does come, the seed does come from God because it is his word. The seed, the word, comes from God. But the sower, think about this, the sower is in large degree you and I. Because we are the ones who are given the word and are commissioned to take the word and to take the truth. We are the ones who have been given the word, given the knowledge of the word, because we, as we have accepted the sacrificial work of Jesus Christ, he's become our Savior. Now the Holy Spirit dwells within us. There's nothing in the word that is hidden from us. We have the ability to understand all the things of the word, and we are to take that word and to share it with others. The sower sows the word. We need to see ourselves as sowers of the word. This is paramount in our lives. Now, I say this is paramount in our lives, but probably for most of us, we would acknowledge, yes, that's a true statement. But is it truly paramount in our lives? Is the Word of God and thus sowing the Word of God to others, is that paramount? Well, a lot of times you're going to find in life that if you're not finding satisfaction, if you're not finding that you are content in life, if you're finding that it seems as though life is empty, there's a void that's there. A lot of times it's because we are not doing what we're called to do. The sower sows the word. You and I have been the ones entrusted with the word, and we are to sow the word. Now, the word comes from God. Never mistake that because it is God. But it's up to us to sow the word. Really? Are you sure about that? Well, yeah, because this is what the word tells us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 7, "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." As we go down, okay, verse number 10. "Now, may he who supplies seed," who's that? We're talking about God. So may he who supplies seed, God, he who supplies seed to the sower. It's God who is supplying the seed. But you and I, we are the sower. God supplies the seed. We are the sower. Now, may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed that he has sown, that you've sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. So again, ask yourself, who is the sower? The sower is you and I. God supplies the seed, and he supplies it to the sower. It's you and I. So with that knowledge in hand, let's go back and look once again at Mark chapter 4, verse number 14. The sower sows the word. You and I have been given, as followers of Jesus Christ, you and I have been given the word of God. God supplies seed to the sower. We've been given and entrusted the word of God. We are the sower. What does the sower do? The sower sows the word. This is an important statement. This is a verse that's only five words in the verse. But how powerful are these for our lives? The sower sows the word. You are the sower. We are supposed to be sowing the word. This is the job of the sower. What's the sower do? The sower sows. What is the sower sowing? He's sowing the word. I am a sower. You are a sower. We've been entrusted with the word. God has given seed, the word, to the sower. Our job as the sower is to sow the word, sow the seed. If we're not doing this, we're going to find ramifications. If you're a sower, it's what you do. This is what we're called to do. This is what is in us to do. And if I'm not doing what I am designed to do, I'm not going to feel content. If I'm not doing the things that I was created to do, I'm not going to feel a sense of fulfillment. In fact, I'm going to wind up feeling frustrated. I'm going to feel like there's a void in my life. And I'm always going to feel that emptiness and that hollowness. Why? Because you were created to do something, or I was created to do something that I'm not doing. If I'm not doing it, I'm never going to feel that sense of satisfaction, that sense of fulfillment, that sense of contentment, that sense of peace. I'm created to do a job. I am a sower. The sower sows the word. You're a believer in Jesus Christ. You are created as a sower. God has supplied the seed. He's given you the word. The sower sows the word. If you're a sower, it's what you do. When you don't feel, when you feel like life is incomplete, when you feel like you're a failure in life, how many times have you felt like I thought I'd be somewhere else in my life? Now, just listen to this. Have you ever asked yourself this question or made this statement? I thought I'd be somewhere else in my life. I thought I would be farther along in my career, in whatever your goals are for you. I thought I'd be further along in achieving those goals than I am right now. I thought I'd be someplace different than I am here. Why am I still here? Ever felt that way? We're going to wind up feeling incomplete. And yes, we'll even feel sometimes as though we are a failure. Now, you're not a failure. But we can be made to feel that we're a failure when we are not feeling content, contentment, fulfillment, satisfaction with our life. Does any of that ring true to you? Have you ever been there and felt that way? Maybe today, as you're listening, do you feel like your life is incomplete? Are you missing contentment and fulfillment and satisfaction in your life? Are you missing those things? Sow the word. Because you're created as a sower, and the sower sows the word. It's what he or she does. Sow the word. Commit to it. Here's the great thing. Well, what does it mean to sow the word? It means you're sharing the word. You are casting the seed into the lives of others. You're speaking the word. I should have the word so much in me that the word comes, it just spills out in my conversations because it's so in me. It spills out. It spills out and it touches other people. And I can say to other people, yeah, you know what? You know, I've been there too, and I felt that too. But you know what? This is, I stood on the word, and the word said this. Or you just see someone that has a need, and you just speak the word to them. Tell them they're blessed. Tell them about God's love. The more you have the word in you, the more the word just spills out of you. That's sowing the word. It's sowing the seed. Here's the other thing. The more that I have the word in me, and the more that I sow seed, the more that I'm speaking it, the more that I'm investing that seed in others, the more that I'm doing that, the more that I tend to understand the word. The more you teach it, the more you sow it, the more you give it to others, the more depth of understanding you have for it yourself. Sow the word. Commit to it. As you sow it into others, you're going to find that it impacts you as well. As you sow it into others, you may also find that sometimes you sow the word in people's lives and you don't see the reaction. You know, it's not the job of the sower to get the results. The job of the sower is to sow the word. It's up to the Spirit of God. It's up to the Holy Spirit to get the results from that seed that you've planted. Sometimes when you sow a seed in someone's life, sometimes when you sow a seed, you got to stand. You got to keep on standing on the word. You got to have faith and you got to believe in spite of not seeing the results. You know, sowing the word is even taking the word and speaking the word over someone's life, maybe if they're not even there. I will tell you that in the last 2 weeks, God has laid 5 different people on my heart to pray over on a daily basis. They don't know I'm praying for them. Well, one of them does. The others don't know I'm praying for them. They don't know that I'm speaking the word over their lives, but I'm sowing the seed. If I'm a sower, the sower sows the word. The sower will not feel contentment, fulfillment, satisfaction any other way unless they're doing what they were created to do. And if you feel like you haven't gotten to where you're supposed to be, if you feel like you don't have enthusiasm for life, if you feel unfulfilled in whatever you're doing, never forget. Be cognizant of the fact that you are, by your creation as a new believer in Jesus Christ, you are a sower. God has supplied seed for you. Seed for you to sow. Sow that word into other people's lives, because that word will never return void. If they're indifferent, you know what? You just keep on speaking that word. Speaking that word. Keep it alive. Keep speaking it until it transforms. And sometimes that might take years. You know, we live in a society where if we don't see things taking place right away, we say, we question God. God, why did you not work? God, how come I stood on the word, why didn't it work? Hey, God's faithful. His word is true. It will come to pass. The only thing that can keep his word coming to pass in my life is me. If I stop believing, if I give up, if I yield, if I say it didn't happen in my time frame and so I stop believing, well, then I lose. I lose that which he has prepared for me. I'm the one who let go of it. Speak the word over other people's lives. Sow the word. Sow the word into other people's lives. Regardless of whether you see the results. Your job is not the results. Your job is to sow the word. One of the things that God laid on my heart really strongly at the first of the year was the duty is ours. The results are God's. The duty is yours. Your duty is to sow the word. As a new creation in him, you're a sower. The sower sows the word. Your duty is to sow. The results belong to God. Sow. Keep on sowing the word. Let nothing keep you from continually sowing the word. Sowing the word in all things. There's another verse in 1 Thessalonians. In 1 Thessalonians chapter, I'm sorry, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. If you have a chance, I don't have it close enough by me that I can't reach it from where I'm at, but if you had an Amplified Bible, it reads really spectacular in the Amplified Bible. But here's how it reads in the New King James. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified just as it is with you. Here Paul in his letter to the Thessalonians is saying, hey, brothers, pray with us. Pray that the word of the Lord runs swiftly. I believe in the Amplified, it even says, run swiftly before us and be glorified. You know what? You have the word. Paul understood the power of the word, and he wanted the Thessalonians to pray with him and pray and say, Lord, let the word of God go powerfully and swiftly before them. If it's going swiftly before them, what does that mean? That means Paul is sowing the word. He's casting the word out before him. And that's what he does with these letters. He is sowing the word. Paul was a sower. the sower sows the word. Paul's prayer was, let the word go powerfully, let it go swiftly, let it go powerfully, let it bring glory to the Lord. That's the heart of Paul. This should be our heart's desire as well. If you're feeling a lack of fulfillment, contentment, peace, satisfaction in life, ask yourself, are you sowing the word? Are you getting the word out there? Are you speaking the word over other people? Are you speaking the word to people? Are you investing the word in others? You were created as a new creation, as a sower, and the sower sows the word. If the sower is not doing his job, he's not going to feel completion in life. You're going to feel frustration. If you're tired of the frustration, eat the word, get the word in you, and let that word pour out of you, and make an effort. Even if today you don't have much word in you, that's okay. Read the word. Spend 5 minutes in the word today, and whatever word speaks to you, you share that with someone else. Sow the word. And watch how it changes you and it changes the lives of those around you. Watch how your contentment, your satisfaction, your peace increases because you're doing what you were created to do. Because the sower sows the word.